Well, please remain standing with me for this morning's gospel reading from Luke 21, starting in verse 25. There will be signs in the sun, the moon, and the stars, and on the earth distress among the nations, confused by the roaring of the sea and waves. People will faint for fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, for the powers of the heavens will be shaken. Then they will see the Son of Man coming in the cloud with power and great glory. Now, when these things begin to take place, stand up and raise up your heads, for your redemption is drawing near. Then he told them a parable. Look at the fig tree and all the trees. As soon as they sprout leaves, you can see for yourselves and know that summer is already near. So also, when you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I tell you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Be on guard so that your hearts are not weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the worries of this life, and that day does not catch you unexpectedly, like a trap, for it will come upon all who live on the face of the whole earth. Be alert at all times, praying that you may have the strength to escape all these things that will take place and to stand before the Son of Man. Friends, this is the word of God for you, the people of God. Thanks be to God. And so now, gracious God, in these moments, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations of all of our hearts together in this place and in all places be found pleasing to you. O Lord, you are our rock, our Redeemer, and our Emmanuel. Amen. Look up, you downcast, weary ones, and take the gracious warning that sorrow endureth for a night, but joy comes in the morning. The merciful who dwells on high will hear the prisoner's sighing, and in God's tenderness and love make answers to his crying. God lifts the needy from the slough of darkness and despairing, the face sufficed with tears at night, at morn fresh joy is wearing. Look up, you sad and weary ones, and take the gracious warning that sorrow endureth for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Look up, the poet William Murphy shares in this poem from 1873. A more modern writer, Anne Lamott, tells us to do the very same thing. In her recent TED Talk, she says, "Did you know that you can actually trap bees on the floor of a mason jar without a lid on top, simply because they don't look up? If they did, they could fly to freedom. But instead, they fly around bitterly, bumping into glass walls." Lamott's words of advice for us are simple. Go outside and look up. It's the secret of life, she says. And then I even saw these words on the Jumbotron at a basketball game Friday night. Every time they tried to catch a picture of someone in the stands, everyone had their heads bowed and they were not praying, they were on their phones. And so finally, they put the words on the Jumbotron, "Phones down, look up." This message is everywhere, isn't it? And so in our gospel reading on this first Sunday of Advent, it should be no surprise that Jesus gives us this same instruction. Stand up and raise your heads, he says. Look up, because your redemption is drawing near. So when is the last time you stood still for a moment, took a big, deep breath, and looked up? Maybe you looked up and saw the trees this fall that were bursting into vibrant shades of red, orange, and yellow all across the city. Maybe you looked up and saw a loved one in the crowd cheering you on during a game or a concert. Maybe you looked up and saw the lunar eclipse a few weeks ago, or a beautiful sunset cascading across the Louisville skyline. It is a significant practice, isn't it, to plant our feet on the ground wherever we are and to look up. And yet, if we're being honest, it can sometimes feel a bit overwhelming to look up, too. Interestingly enough, as someone who has a brittle bone disorder like I do, and as someone who is prone to falling, I actually need to look down fairly regularly and pay attention to where I am going. My parents are here, and they are probably nodding in agreement with me right now. Because an uneven piece of sidewalk, or a slippery spot on the floor, or a patch of ice, or that last step of the staircase that I wasn't expecting to be there, all of these things can be dangerous for me if I'm not paying attention. And so sometimes it is actually risky for me to always keep my head up when there's so much that could be going wrong on the ground beneath me. And maybe that's true of real life, because when there is so much going wrong in the world around us, it can feel vulnerable or even frightening to look up from where we are, be it the ways that white supremacy continues to infiltrate our country, or cancer taking someone we love far too soon, or the continued effects of COVID and the new Omicron variant, or you fill in the blank. To really take a look at the world around us, well, it's not for the faint of heart, is it? There are many days when it feels like we just need to hunker down low, to keep our heads down just to survive. And some days it would be so much easier to stay in bed and pull the covers over us than to really wake up to what's happening in the world around us. And yet Jesus knew that there would come a day when the world would be falling apart. He says in Luke 21, people will faint from fear and foreboding of what is coming upon the world, and the powers of heaven will be shaken. And yet, Jesus goes on to say, when these things begin to take place, when the world feels like it's falling apart, stand up and raise up your heads. Look up, because your redemption is drawing near. You see, even when the ground beneath us is shifting, when it feels as if our world has been shaken, Jesus reminds us that this is not a time to lay low, to stay in bed, or to duck and cover, as much as our instincts might try and tell us to do otherwise. Rather, this is the time for us to look up, to pay attention to what God will do next. I imagine that Kathy Collier, Austin Eccles, and every other choir director we know can tell us one of the most difficult parts of directing a choir. And that is that when people in the choir get confused or miss their cue or lose their place in the music, their instinct is almost always to look down. And I say this because I know this firsthand. Whenever we get lost, our instinct is to stare intently at our sheet music with hopes that the right notes are just going to magically jump off the page at us. But it doesn't work like that, does it? As one director put it to her choir recently, I get what you're trying to do. I understand your reaction. It's just that it's the completely wrong thing to do. When things are off or when you get lost, look up. Because if you look up, you'll be able to see me and I'll be able to help. Friends, what if these are Jesus' words to us today too? On this first Sunday of Advent, that even when the world feels overwhelming, even when darkness hovers around us or it feels like we've lost our way, although our instinct is to bow our heads low and cater in, what if Jesus is saying to each of us, look up? Because if you look up, you'll be able to find me and I'll be able to help. But you know, there is one more story in our Bible that tells us about what might happen when we have the courage to look up from where we are. Luke's gospel also tells us later that early in the morning, while it was still dark, a group of women came to Jesus' tomb and found the stone rolled away. But Luke 24 says that the women were terrified, and so they bowed their faces to the ground. But two angels appeared to them and said, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here, he is risen." You see, I believe that something resurrecting can happen when you and I have the courage to look up from our present circumstances, however painful or difficult they might be. Because looking up literally opens our chest. It opens our hearts up to experience something that we suddenly realize is so much bigger and more powerful than we are, something we simply can't take in with our heads burrowed down beneath us. Friends, in order to encounter the Holy One this Advent season, in order to experience the coming Emmanuel, God with us, we have to have the courage to look up. And so our invitation on this first Sunday of Advent is simple. If we are going to awaken to joy in this season, I believe God is first calling us to look up. To look up from our phones and computers. To look up from our overwhelming to-do list, to look up from our privilege and complacency, to look up from the endless streaming of social media and news outlets, to look up from the overwhelming situations around us, to look up from whatever it is we find ourselves experiencing today. Because even when it is still dark, and even when there is no sight or sound of resurrection in sight, you and I are invited to look up and to trust God with this seemingly small and yet subversive act. The question is, what will this look like for you and for me this Advent? My challenge to you this week is to intentionally find time and ways to look up wherever you are. And then when you do, and when you may spot something unexpected or surprising, when you see God in a way you might not have seen otherwise, I want to ask you to take a picture of it. Write a reflection about it. Share it with us on social media. Email it to the office. Use the hashtag #AwakenToJoy. We want to experience this life of looking up together. Because the God who shows up in a teenager's womb and among a ragtag group of shepherds in the fields in the middle of the night and in an exceedingly bright star in the sky might just show up anywhere. Our job is to pay attention and to look up. Look up, you downcast, weary ones, and take the gracious warning that sorrow endureth for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Look up. Amen.